The remains were in extremely poor shape, much worse shape than they thought they had been. But they were examined by a physical anthropologist. Skull showed signs of having been cut open for an autopsy, and it's known from historical records that an autopsy was performed. There was a bullet in the chest area. It's also known from historical records that during the Civil War, Jesse James was shot in the chest by a sniper. Physical anthropologists did estimates of stature and size and sex and so forth, and everything seemed to indicate that it was probably Jesse James. There's nothing in all of this analysis to indicate that it was not Jesse James. But to really confirm the identity, we carried out a DNA analysis. We took quite a bit of work, and for a while we thought we just were not going to be successful because remains were in such poor shape. But finally, we're able to reproducibly get the same mitochondrial DNA sequence from the remains.